Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast, this podcast, is being recorded and aired for December the 10th, 2023. I got a wonderful question. I'm always curious as to how people find me. It's always interesting to me because it's a rendezvous. It's a divine rendezvous. And whenever I am with someone, I really realize that I haven't chosen the situation as a Gregory. It wasn't by happen chance. It was by rendezvous. And always these podcasts and your beautiful questions have a lot to do with that rendezvous that we are all involved in. So I just want to thank those of you who have taken the time to email me with your questions and take the time to email. I mean, that surprises me a lot. And for those of you thinking about it, you can reach me at greg@aspire.org. greg@aspire.org. Carrie from Cincinnati, Ohio, says, I have one question. What is reality? Can you answer my question, Carrie? Well, Carrie, I could answer your question, but will I answer it to your satisfaction? Will I answer it to your mental acuity's ability to understand it? I don't know. That I have no idea. But let's take a look at this. Reality. The world or the state of things as they actually exist, according to the dictionary, as opposed to an idealistic or notional idea. The thing that is actually experienced or seen, especially when it comes to a grim, get this, problematic issue. Well, that is not reality. And to be honest with you, in my experience, the only reality there really is revealed through consciousness and not through Greg Penness. And that is a very important thing for me to understand as a person. If you want to know the reality of a given situation, you can assume it will come through your five senses. It can be then interpreted through the ego. So if you want to look at it from that point of view, which most people would look at, they would think that reality is something that the five senses can think, say, do, pick up, understand, touch, feel, all that other stuff. And none of that would be true at all. Not at all. Now, this kind of question is interesting to me because you're asking me, what is reality? Reality is coming from the place where this question is, I should say, is coming from the place where reality exists. You are asking a question that is based in some obscure place within yourself that you know very little about, that is your authentic being, your authentic beingness. You ask this question because it arises in you unconsciously to take you into a deeper, more profound direction. When you ask what reality is, then you are also asking who you are. And if you're a who, you will never get a straight answer. A who is, like in my case, the persona of Greg and his limited mental acuity. But if you want the real answer, it has to come from consciousness, a sense of not the who, but the what of me, the what of you. So, what is reality? It is that which is revealed through consciousness, not through Greg's mind, not through Greg's intellect, his body, his emotions, not through any of that. It is consciousness. It is revealed through the ability to awaken. It is the awakening factor. When students have questions like this about reality or what, you know, what is truly important and all of that other good stuff, they're asking it from a state of being that they really don't understand exists within them. It is their heart, their soul that is calling out and saying, hey, what are you doing? Why are you ignoring this beautiful part of you? Going through the phases of our life and the dictates and the dictum of our bodies, we soon learn as we go on in all of this that we are not that which we thought we were. And life is not that which we believed it was. So with all that being said, with all that being understood inside of us, we realize that reality does not exist as an external means. I'll tell you what reality is. And Jesus said it as well as the Buddha. It is love. Lao Tzu talked about it as the Tao. And he talked about the intricacies of entering into this Tao energy, this beauty. It's not a philosophy. It's not a religion. It is a manner of our heart, our authentic heart. We do a lot of crazy things in this lifetime, do we not? We do a lot of things that are unkind. We do a lot of things that are self-defeating. We live according to appearances. We think we have free will. We like to believe that we are the person we imagine ourselves to be. And oftentimes we are very surprised when we realize that maybe someone points out to us or some situation reveals to us that we're not the person we'd like to believe we are. And so with all this said, then we have to deal with, well, who am I? What am I? It's the what am I that is more important than the who. You could be who all over the place. And people who all over their life. They think they are what they are, and they think they can believe in what they think they are, imagine themselves to be. But reality is beyond that idealistic notion of who I'd like to think I am. Reality is only realized through consciousness. The medium is the message. In other words, how and what I interpret my life from or interpret myself from is simply an illusion and a delusion. It's my ego. It's my mind, my mental acuity that is based on genetic disposition. But if I choose to move into consciousness, if I can transcend my mind and my assumptive nature, which I can, if you can allow yourself to go beyond that, then you won't have ideals. You won't have beliefs about yourself. You won't let the ego dictate your persona or who or what it thinks you are. Rather, you will have a sense of awareness. That awareness will supersede your opinions of yourself and others and your life and where you are in this lifetime. And you will start to see things in the order of your own existence here on earth and understand that you are here. You are here for a reason that is beyond the speculation of the ego, of my vanity, of my pride, of my mental acuity, of my DNA, of my genetics. And to allow myself to have an experience that is outside the perimeters of my physicality, my mental, my emotional nature, to no longer assign a meaning to something that is meaningless and is not truly there the way I would like to believe it's there, is the essence of consciousness. And, excuse me, you can do this. Anybody can do this. It takes practice in meditation, 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 meditation. Silence is always the answer. And I hope that helps you. I really do, Carrie. And if you need more, you know how to get a hold of me, greg@aspire.org. Love to hear from you. And that's the it for this week. We're getting towards the mid of December here. And, geez, Christmas will be here before you know it, and the new year. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. And Carrie and everyone else listening, please forgive me. Namaste.